The city of Boston has set 2 days of mourning this week to honor the late Boston mayor, Kevin White. There will be a public wake tomorrow, followed by a funeral on Wednesday for White, who died Friday at the age of 82. Yesterday, we headed downtown to visit a spot a lot of Bostonians have been coming to in the last couple of days. We're standing in front of the Kevin White statue, which is in back of City Hall, and in front of Faneuil Hall, there's the bouquet of white and red roses that the city of Boston, that Mayor Menino placed here, another bouquet or two around, and a fellow a few feet away, a street musician, playing kind of a mournful clarinet. And we're joined right now by Larry DeCara, former Boston city councilor during the White years. Larry, thanks for meeting us here.
Great to be here, Bob.
You know, I always like this depiction of Kevin White, this statue here by Pablo Eduardo, the artist, because it shows him in full stride, which was a lot like Kevin White was, always in motion, and he's looking off to the side as if he's trying to see everything that there is to see about his city, which was the way he was as well.
You're absolutely right. It's a very appropriate statue. He would usually stand at that window, which is overlooking where the statue is.
Boston City Hall in front of us here.
And that's the mayor's office. And the mayor's office has a number of rooms involved. Kevin preferred the room known as the living room, which did not have a desk. And that's from where he governed. And the first time I met him, I had just been elected, late 1971. He's staring out the window at to where this statue is now, to Quincy Market, which was then abandoned, mostly abandoned, to the elevated highway, and he's just, his arms are on the railing, and he's looking out the window, and I sort of say to myself, I'm 22 years old, what should I say? So I go next to the window, I said, nice view, Mr. Mayor, and he said, don't get any funny ideas, kid.
You know, as we stand here now and know that today there will be thousands, if not tens of thousands of people who visit this site, and millions will visit it over the course of this next year, as they have every year since it's opened. It's hard to imagine how tough it was, how tough the fight was to get this project going, how it started and it stopped and it started and it stopped, and it wasn't until Kevin White pushed it that it really got going.
The two brick exterior buildings, the north and the south, were all but abandoned but for Durgan Park. And the middle building was an old-fashioned market where the people would sell meat and fish. And it was decrepit, and there were leaks in the roof, and I think people paid like a buck a foot. And the toughest decision was we put those folks out of business. We had to remove the existing businesses to bring in new businesses. And that's why it was such a difficult battle. And it was reopened, the center building was reopened, on the 150th anniversary of the opening of the initial market building by Josiah Quincy, the great mayor, whose name Quincy is on the building. And I remember that the evening before, there's an enormous party, and we were walking around and just imagining how different life would be. And all of a sudden, people were drawn in the direction of the water rather than looking the other way because it was decrepit. And it was an extraordinary great leap forward. It's been copied all over the country, if not all over the world. And it remains an enormous source of visitors to Boston, both tourists and people who live here.
Could you have imagined that back then, how big and important this project would become?
I don't think any of us, even Kevin White, imagined how big and important it would have been. And the most essential fact is he had the dream and he was willing to put his political capital on the line to make it happen.
And was that another of Kevin White's traits, another one of his hallmarks, that if he believed in something, he would take risks?
Absolutely. He took an enormous risk for Quincy Market. He took a risk for the Charlestown Navy Yard, where he did not make it industrial. He did not make it maritime. He changed it completely. He reinvented Charlestown, where his wife's family was from. He did it with Copley Place. We took a hole in the ground and constructed a mini-city straddling the turnpike with great opposition in certain parts of the city to doing so. And he took a risk with Park Plaza, which did not work because the economy tanked in the 70s, just as it has recently. But as a result of identifying that that was valuable land, we now have the Four Seasons, the heritage, and much development, which otherwise would not have occurred.
Larry DeCara, thank you very much for joining us here next to the Kevin White statue to talk about the mayor.
He was a great man, Bob.